Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour here with the music from Australia, a movie that was out in 2008 that nobody will remember except Chuck Curry, our movie man. Who in the world ever... What?
Well, in 2008, Baz Luhrmann, the director who did Moulin Rouge, did this big, sweeping, epic love story set in Australia, titled Australia, with Hugh Jackman and Nicole Kidman. I think they wanted it to be Titanic, but it didn't reach that goal.
It's a Titanic failure.
Having said that, I do like the film, and I like him and Nicole Kidman a lot in it. Hugh Jackman's birthday is today, 48 years old. I don't know him personally, but he seems like a very likable person.
Mm-hmm. All right, so that's good news. Thank you, Chucker. Has movie news.
And he's made a lot of money playing the character of Logan Wolverine in the X-Men movies. He's currently on his 11th and last appearance as Wolverine in a feature film.
How do you know it's his last?
Well, he says it's his last. That's it.
Until somebody waves a $25 million check.
Well, he's probably tired of lifting all the money, and the steroids are not good on the body.
All right. So Chucker's got some more movie news. Plus, I'm going to answer the question from one of our listeners as to where you can see 13th up and coming here. It's 55 past the hour.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. People never been on two wheels yak about how dangerous motorcycles can be, never mentioning that potential death trap, the treacherous, unstable bicycle. Hey, don't believe it? Ask Bono. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. We get all kinds of crap from people who say motorcycles are dangerous, and then Bono's bicycle fender bender in New York Central Park. Should have been a pickup and dust off event. Instead, severe injuries. In play here, the man was bicycling, not biking, and for those who follow such irrelevant reporting, the leg sculptor was wearing a helmet. Are bicycles a death trap to immediately be outlawed?
That'd be great.
American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Think green. Harrison with you. Firefly populations have dropped 70% in 3 years, drawing more than 100 scientists to Thailand to a symposium to study the demise of these glowworms or lightning bugs. No single factor is blamed, but researchers in America and Europe cite urban sprawl and industrial pollution, which destroys insect habitats. The spread of artificial light from what they're calling McMansion subdivisions could also be a culprit, disrupting the intricate mating behavior that relies on a male winning over a female with its flashing backside, signaling everything from love to danger. The endangered firefly's adult lifespan is just 1 to 3 weeks, and scientists are now underscoring that fireflies are a canary in a coal mine in terms of understanding the declining health of our ecosystem.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
I got an email from somebody who wanted to know. They're intrigued with this movie, The 13th, that I was talking about. It has to do with the 13th Amendment to the Constitution and slavery and the prison system, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Come to find out, it's now screening on Netflix. So you can go to Netflix and look for 13th to get this story, which I think is very powerful. I want to watch it as soon as I can. All right, Chucker, your turn.
All right, coming off the success of the movie Sully, Clint Eastwood will once again direct another film, Doug, this one about Jesse Buchanan, an American aid worker kidnapped by Somali pirates, both her and her husband. I believe they were kidnapped and taken for like a three-month period. So, Clint Eastwood is going into that Vin Scully territory of amazing work by guys in his 80s.
He's 86.
I think very, very impressive.
Yeah, wow. It is impressive. Good for him. All right, what else, Chucker?
Other news, Benicio Del Toro has dropped out of Shane Black's Predator reboot titled The Predator. The studio's going to cast Boyd Holbrook, who's on the, I think it's a Netflix show, Narcos. I'm not that familiar with it, but they feel he's an up-and-coming talent. He's going to play the villain opposite Hugh Jackman in his next Wolverine movie, Ashley. I'm not familiar with the guy's work, but I guess the business is very high on him. And I talked about this off-air, but I'll say it on-air. 24 Legacy, the 24 spin-off show. Carlos Bernard, who played Tony Almeida, will be back on that show this season.
I have
season.
Goosebumps.
He was a big part of the 24 universe, good to bad to good.
Isn't he dead, though?
No, he's alive.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. America.